Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Little concerned to see that foreign actors are, you know, weighing in on our political situation here in the United States already. With all the Democrats who are seeking the nomination of their party for president. And of course, you know, with Donald Trump still getting all the attention he's getting. Sean Tuma is a cybersecurity expert and an attorney, which is an interesting intersection, huh? Sean, what have you seen so far about foreign influence regarding the general public and the internet and these candidates who are out there now?
Well, they are doing what they're supposed to do, and that is the foreign agents are being very active in using these tools to further their interest, and their interest is to create division and hatred among Americans, and they have found tremendous tools for doing this through social media, through what the Russians are experts at and have been for decades, which is called disinformation. They actually had their own term for it way before we ever thought about it, and they're getting after it.
And so are they, is it as basic as creating fake memes that use photos? I mean, one that pops into my mind is this picture that vaguely looks like Bill Clinton in a straw hat with a woman in blackface who, if you believe the memes, it's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. But it's not. It's clearly not. If you look at it, it is not them. But even today, with this having been debunked over and over again, I've got conservative friends who keep showing it and saying, look, Ralph Northam's got nothing to worry about if Bill Clinton got away with it. And I'm not the policeman of the internet, so I've gotten tired of pointing out that's not true. But I mean,
well, you're exactly right. Yeah, and I've seen that meme. I've seen it on Facebook, and I don't recall if I've received it directly, but yeah. You know, we have to understand information warfare dates back to the time of Sun Tzu. He taught this, you know, of how to manipulate your enemy through giving them false information and create chaos within their ranks. And that's what we're seeing now. We're only alerted to it and paying attention because it's social media and we're also engaged in it now. But this has been going on with nation states manipulating other nation states, you know, for centuries. Yeah. And it is as simple as that because it preys on our psychology. We want to see something. Our perception is more important than our reality many times.
Yeah, looking
and
for something to validate.
That's right. And for conservatives, there's a feeling that the media already does the job for the Democrats or the progressives. And so there's a hunger to think, oh, we need to go out and find this information that they won't share. Right. And so we have a tendency to put a little more faith in it because we didn't see it on the media. But oh, we wouldn't expect to. Right. Because they wouldn't show it. And so that but we see these same accounts creating dissension through other things that's not furthering conservatives, like the Catholic schoolboys and the Native Elder a month or so ago. These same accounts were the ones that started all that and that pushed that and used it to stir up such controversy.
Yeah, I wonder what you do to try to hold people accountable for the truth in a society like ours, where we do have freedom of speech, and sometimes people who seem crazy in January wind up being validated by the time December rolls around at the end of the year. And there's analysis that shows that only 200 accounts are the sources for more than 140 million suspect Twitter mentions. So how do you root out those 200 accounts and determine whether it's a nasty person or, you know, an organization that's trying to manipulate people?
You know, John, that's the problem is there are some that are truly fake accounts that are bots that are being programmed. But then there are a lot of real life human beings who are 98% normal, but just have a quirk about something that share a lot of this. And so you can't really. And I'll tell you why I say that. You can with the bots. And Twitter and Facebook have done a good job of pulling down a lot of those. And when they find them, they do that. And I've noticed with my Twitter a lot more checks lately on how much information you can push out, and using like Hootsuite for multiple accounts, they've limited that. But I think we're going down a very dangerous road, because false information or disinformation or fake news is bad, but it's been bad forever. I was reading yesterday where Thomas Jefferson was railing against the false information in newspapers and saying how a person would be better informed if they didn't read the news at all than if they read the false information that was being published in the newspapers. Yet Thomas Jefferson still believed in freedom of expression. Yeah. And the reason for that is the cure for fake news is controlling the expression of others and the ability of someone to share an idea, even if it's as loony as anything we've ever heard. Yeah. And that's where you lead to these totalitarian, fascist-type dystopian regimes where you control the thoughts and the information. And that's much more dangerous than the battlefield of ideas, which is, let's learn some common sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then there's
and
a little bit
we've
of
always done.
There's a little bit of self-regulation too, where I'll be honest with you. I used to say the Democrat Party is the socialist party in the United States, and I would feel a little bit of guilt about it. Like, am I being just a partisan jerk saying that? I think I've been vindicated in some ways recently in that comment. I really do. And but you got to pick and choose who you associate with and who you get your news from. And in my role on this show, I want to make sure that we, if we possibly can, that we vet things before we talk about them on the air. And if we're not sure about stuff, we put that caveat out there and are candid with the audience rather than just, you know, making everything into a joke or go on air and run our mouths about something that, you know, can't be verified. Some, you know, people have to be discerning and look for outside sources to kind of validate or verify what they're hearing and not just accept it. And I say that about us, too. You know, I mean, just because I say
all
something
over
on the air, double check on things.
Exactly. I mean, we all have a duty to regulate ourselves and to use our own judgment in that way. And I mean, I've started unfollowing people that I may have a philosophical alignment with, but I see they're pushing out a lot of nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
And that's smart. You got to cut those people off at some point if you think they're being irresponsible. Hey, Sean Tuma, cybersecurity expert and attorney. This will be a conversation we continue to have over the next 24 months as we get closer and closer to the election. Thank you.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.